This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. We are continuing in the journey to learn about things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. And we reached to a criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran. And it's criteria and then the opposite. He said in Surah Al-Hajj, in the pilgrimage, and he said in a verse number 38, Al-Hajj is 22, and the verse is 38. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah, for sure, indeed, give victory, or He defend the believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, verily Allah, لَا يُحِبُّ, does not love, كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. خَوَّان is a treacherous. Someone who does not keep. Somebody who actually a traitor. Kafur, ungrateful. Kafur, ungrateful. So what we're going to look into today is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-mun'im. He is the one who gives us everything we have. He gives us all the blessings we have. What He wants from me and you and us is to be grateful. And He loves those who are grateful. And not only He loves those who are grateful, but He gives, subhanAllah. The more I am grateful, the more Allah gives me. And Allah said this in Surah to Ibrahim, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, if you practice gratefulness, I'll give you more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And you, if you are not grateful, you are ungrateful, indeed my punishment is severe. And Allah put it as an order. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. Remember me, I remember you. وَشْكُرُونِي. Be grateful. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونِ. Don't be ungrateful. So what is a blessing? And what is gratefulness? And how I'm going to do it in my daily life? Everything Allah gives me to help me to live in my life, or things He did not give me, took away from me, but brought me closer to Him, it's a blessing. And even if I am tested with a test, but I am patient, that's a blessing, because that will bring me close to Allah. So that's a blessing. How I am grateful. What does it mean I am grateful? I say Alhamdulillah only. It's three things. Al-shukr, gratefulness, is the tongue, say it, praising Allah, the source of the blessing. My heart knows that Allah is the one who gave me this blessing. I see it, and my heart see the source of that blessing. The degree I have, the children, the house, the status, the health, the ability I can see, all these I see them, that Allah is the one who gave me. Allah is the one who gave it to me. I feel it, my heart feel it. I don't see I did it. I see Allah gave it to me. And the third way is I use that blessing Allah gave me in His obedience, not in His disobedience. So a grateful person, acknowledged by his tongue or her tongue that the blessing he has is from Allah, the heart acknowledge that the blessings from Allah, I didn't work hard. Allah made me work hard. Allah put blessing and made my hard working bring fruits. And this is something we have all to learn and teach our children, that yes, work hard, but Allah will make your hard work bring fruit. And the third, which is the most important, I use the blessing Allah gave me for His obedience. So He gave me a car. I use the car in a way to please Him. I don't use it to go to places that is where there is disobedience. I use it to go to places where He is happy with me. He gave me the eyes. What a blessing and a ni'mah. I use it to look at things that makes Him, subhanahu, happy. I don't look at it for haram. Then I am not grateful for this. I need each one of us today look at, count, as they say, count your blessing, but let's count it around us. Literally, count the blessing. The home, the rooms, the bed, the food, the kitchen, the family, the fact that I can see, the fact that I can hear, the fact that I can walk. Absolutely, if we continue to count, we will not be able to count, as Allah said. But let's pick three blessings Allah gave us, each one of us. And let's practice the three pillars of gratefulness. I am so grateful to Allah with my tongue. I am so grateful to Allah with my heart. He gave me, and I will use what He gave me for His obedience. Being gratefulness is an order, is an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, أشكروني ولا تكفرون, be grateful to me. And He described many of His prophets as being grateful. One of the character of them is being grateful. Sayyidina Nuh, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Musa, all these and more. Sayyidina Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said it, when Sayyidina Aisha asked him, you pray a lot in the night, stand up all night, that your feet gets actually cracked and blood comes out of it. He responded, shouldn't I be a grateful servant? Shouldn't we be a grateful servant? Ya Allah, ija'anna min ash-shakirin. It's a dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, a supplication he taught Sayyidina Mu'adh. And he said to him, ya Mu'adh, I love you. Say this supplication after every salah. Allahumma, O Allah, a'inni, help me, ala dhikrika, to remember you, wa shukrika, to be grateful to you, wa husni ibadati, to worship you in the best way. Ya Rabbi, ameen. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of the grateful. Ya Rabbi, ameen.